producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I've been asked, to do my radio show at multiple times during the day. Now, I used to do my show at night. It was a night show, especially since a lot of the topics I talk about, I don't know. It just, it's like at the end of the day, and then I would wrap everything up and go, this is what happened today. And it was just kind of nice to have a late night show, except it really messed with my schedule and I was exhausted. Sometimes it afternoon show could be great. I could work in the morning and all that, but I love having my show in the morning because I'm the most energized. And many of you go, gosh, Dahlia, you always sound happy. You always sound energetic. You always sound all googly-eyed. And, for the most part, I am. But I didn't, realize if I was on air at about 4 or 5 in the evening. Actually, 2 to 3 o'clock is probably my worst time of day. And if you guys ever saw me then, not the most chipper, all right? I'm kind of a little drained. And, I'm not saying this because I want you guys to feel sorry for me or anything like that, but it is a very radio's demanding. I mean, every time I get off air, I'm exhausted. It's very hard to talk for hours on end. I know you guys think I could do it blindfolded, and I can, but that's kind of exhausting. And then you see patients. And you see patients, and it's not, like when I waited tables, it was exhausting, but I could just talk about minutiae and make them laugh and entertain, etc. And, after a while, that got exhausting. But the topics that I'm dealing with are, I have cancer, or I have depression, or my dog died, or my wife is cheating on me. And after a while, it just takes its toll. And I think, and I definitely, welcome you guys to doing this. We're always kind of urged to keep our feelings to ourselves and to just deal with it and not being a wussy. And I think it is totally fine to sit there and vent or to have a pity party. Many of you guys, my hairdresser, I have actually two hairdressers, one that does color and one that does cut. And I unload, weeks of stuff on them when I see them once every couple months. And that's got to be exhausting, not only for the time they're working with me, but then for the whole day. So for those of you that do wait tables and do hair and are doctors or, I was talking to Tom about this, who does, obviously radio. It weighs on you. It's a lot. And it's exhausting. And I think you guys have a right to assess that. Because what I'm seeing in my practice is many of you guys are coming in for antidepressants or anxiety medication or, you're not happy. And I have to always say, look, is it your marriage? Is it your job? No, the marriage is fine. The job is fine. I go, well, what do you do? I'm a dentist or I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a food server. I'm this, that. And I go, and then I have to kind of dig a little deeper. I go, are your days usually happy? I mean, do you find yourself looking forward to going to work? No, I don't look forward to going to work anymore. I like doing what I'm doing, but just, and I go, just what? And they go, stop interrupting me. Okay, I'll stop interrupting. Sorry. But, you're about to tell us something meaty. So I'm, really excited. And the reason why I interrupted you is so then my ears are perched so I can hear what you're about to say that's really, really meaty. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, what were you going to say? Do you know what I was going to say? I don't know what you're going to say. We both forgot. Oh, well, anyway. Okay, good. Pay your copay. So anyway, okay, now you know why I'm exhausted. But, I'll ask people, I'm like, what is it about, your job? Is it your boss? Well, no. Is it the customers or the clients? No, I like them. Is it your coworkers? And, you know, a lot of them, they it's vague. They don't know what it is. And then I have to kind of give them a homework assignment. And I have to say, all right, look, this is your assignment, okay? What I want you to do is at the end of, you know, work tonight, okay? I want you to tally up, or even while you're at work, tally up, okay, as you went through your customers or your clients or your tables or your patients, whatever, all right, tally up if it was a good, if you felt good afterwards or if you felt bad afterwards. And if you did feel bad afterwards, why? Okay, because we need to find out what are your triggers. It is amazing how many of us have absolutely no idea. I'll come home in a bad mood, and I'll blame my husband that it's my husband's fault. And it turned out it had nothing to do with him. It was that my mom called at 2:35 and brought up something I didn't want to listen to. But what did I do? I turned around and I blamed him, or I blamed my job. And so this is your guys' assignment. If you're starting to notice that you really don't like the job, or you don't like the marriage, or you don't like the kids, okay, what was it? I found out very easily why I hide from my children. And when things go really sour fast with my kids, it's when they bring me a homework assignment. Not any homework assignment. Most homework assignments are fine. But it's a homework assignment that I can't do. I get frustrated, they get frustrated, and then it's all downhill from then, you know, because they think I'm stupid. I'm like, why did you mess up my night, you know, bringing this, okay, you know, I was doing, you know, and then we, and, you know, you'd never stop to think about it if you didn't isolate that. So, you know, in psychiatry or psychology, that's kind of what we do. A lot of us, we're just upset about the whole picture. We're exhausted from the whole picture. And it's our job in the field of psychology and psychiatry, even though I'm a family doctor, but I do this with patients all the time, is to dissect out what was it. And if it was a certain trigger, if it was a certain customer, if it was a certain client, what happened if we took that very small piece out of your day? Would that change a lot of your attitude? And so, you know, and then another thing we like to do is help you deal with triggers. All right. Let's say you have a bad patient. Let's say you have the in-law that calls you. All right. You can't sometimes hide from that. So what if it's something that you cannot avoid? I can't avoid my kids. And I can't avoid their, oh my gosh, they're doing slope. One of them's doing slope intercept form on a graph. I hate slope intercept. I can't stand that type of math, and I love math. So what do? So I don't avoid the kids, which I've been doing lately. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DA. L.I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we have some good news for Medicare beneficiaries. They say that you guys have saved more than $20 billion on prescription drugs. Who needs to win the lottery if you guys now have an extra $20 billion in your pocket? CMS All right, and announced on actually yesterday that nearly 10.7 million Medicare beneficiaries have received discounts of more than $20 billion on prescription drugs since Obamacare, well, they called it Affordable Health Care Act, went into effect in 2010. They say the average savings per person was $1,900. According to CMS, almost 5.2 million older adults and people with disabilities received discounts of more than $5.4 billion in 2015. Which then equates to about $1,054 per person. More than 39 million people with Medicare, including Medicare Advantage, took advantage of at least one preventative service with no copays or deductibles last year, and nearly $9 million had an annual wellness visit. Medicare consumers now are more engaged and empowered, they say, and millions are now able to access more affordable prescription medicine for their chronic conditions, and millions more are staying healthier. Now, that is what we are getting. That was being reported by pharmacist.com. That sounds really positive. I'm not, you know, being told that I'm not getting the same feel and flavor from people with Medicare. I'm being told that they couldn't get the drugs that they wanted and they had to switch to all generic. And so if that's something you wanted, I mean, if you wanted to go generic, then you're happy. I mean, you saved money. But if you didn't, okay, and you really liked your previous medication, you're not really liking this. And you know, and I get asked all the time, you know, is there a difference between generic and brand name? For a while, my answer was no. For a while, I was like, you know what? Most of these medications, there's not much difference, and you could very, you know, be very healthy and taking all generic medications. But I got to tell you, I'm noticing something a little odd. Only this year. Okay, now remember, I've been practicing at least over 15 years in my personal practice and been taking care of patients in ERs and urgent care prior to that. But I'm having patients, and this blows my mind, okay, where I give them an antibiotic, and not Z-Pak. We know that Z-Pak very commonly, you know, doesn't seem to cut it when somebody comes in for an infection and they have to come in and get something stronger. So I'll see a patient who I think has something stronger, and I'll suggest to them, all right, guys, I'm going to give you something like Augmentin. All right, now Augmentin is an antibiotic that is amoxicillin clavulanic acid. And it's kind of it really strengthens the penicillin, prescription that you're getting with that clavulanic acid. It's an amazing antibiotic. I have been able to successfully use that for years for sinus infections, strep throat, pneumonia. Somebody with strep pneumonia, streptococcal pneumonia. Augmentin, beautiful. Dog bites, cat bites, one of my favorite medications. Well, all of a sudden, and this happened, this was very weird. In January, I had a couple patients who, while on the Augmentin, developed ear infections. Now, it's also my number one choice for otitis media. And which is an inner ear infection. And I was a little confused by this. I was like, wait a second here. All right, I mean, if anything was going to prevent or even treat, I was treating them for sinusitis or something else. All right, you know, Augmentin is, again, my top choice for anything like this. But all of a sudden, we were having a few people with ear infections or their symptoms got worse. Now, I got very, very nervous. We get very nervous when you have an antibiotic as strong as Augmentin that doesn't work. So, you know, my first thought is, all right, well, there's resistance. But wait a second, I've been running this medication for 20 years. You're telling me that all of a sudden now, this month, we're having resistance? What's going on? And so one thing I suspected was if they went to the same pharmacy, it might have been a lot of the antibiotic. You know how you have certain lot numbers and you have certain, when you purchase your generics, you could purchase bottles of them, you know, in bulk, and then you could give out the prescription based on that. And I was wondering if maybe there was a lot that was off. Then we had a couple patients on thyroid medication, where at one point they were too high, at another point they were too low. And I mean, when you adjust and titrate thyroid medication, you're usually, you're usually going up very baby steps. And again, I've been practicing for years. not sure why all of a sudden we saw such wide variances in their levels. First thing you usually think about when you're a clinician is maybe these people aren't taking their medications correctly. But I already ruled that out. The patients were like, no. So I was on one, dose, that put me too high. Now I'm on another dose putting me too low. Dahlia, what do I do? And so I'm starting to find myself go, you know what? Let's just try to bring some consistency. We're having too many variables here. Let me just write your brand name. And we'll see if I have you on brand name if your levels seem more consistent. And I have for years told my patients, overall, you don't have to be on brand name all the time. Yes, certain brands I love. And like, for example, cholesterol medication, Crestor is my favorite. I can't tell you how many times I'm able to get patients off higher level statins and they do well on Crestor. So I'm a huge fan of some of these medications that are brand name. But for the most part, I'm like, honestly, guys, we can make it work. But I'm a little concerned that with some of the generics, if the pharmacy, because, multiple companies now can make the generics. So what happens is after the pharmaceutical company loses its patent, and when the patent expires, and then generic companies can produce, distribute the medication. There has to be ingredients similar to the brand name, but there could be ingredients that aren't. And so when a company sells to a pharmacy, some pharmacies are very consistent with their purchasing and others may, go, okay, well, we're getting a better rate on this here, so we'll go with this brand, or a better rate with this one and go with this brand. Which means you could each month or every time you get your prescription be technically getting a very slightly different pill. Now, it hasn't really mattered much. Some of you will claim it matters. Okay, that's fine. Some of you have sworn to me that you notice a difference, and I believe you. But for the most part, with most of my patients, we really haven't noticed much. So it was really not that big a deal until now. So I'm kind of scratching my head going, why are we having these discrepancies? So if you are an individual where, they're having trouble, maintaining certain levels of medications, I would suggest maybe seeing what happens when you are on a very consistent brand name. That is going to be very difficult if your insurance doesn't cover it, however. But if your insurance does cover it, sometimes you can get a prior auth and say, look, the doctor can say, look, we've tried, the brand names. We're having some issues where we have to keep titrating back and forth. Can we please give this a try? And, maybe the doctor will be lucky enough to be able to affect that. So I would, I don't know. It's a little weird, and it's bugging me. Now, we've had news, this isn't the most positive news for Medicare patients, that 1 in 8 Medicare patients did not get a medical visit in the last 2 days before dying. They say 1 in 8 Medicare patients cared for at home or in a nursing home were not visited by a doctor, nurse, or social worker. They said especially if they were black and dying on Sunday, which means Friday to Sunday, less visits. The research was funded by the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has led to the agency to change the hospice care payment policy for 2016. Apparently, there's a service intensity add-on payment that has been added in the last 7 days of life for up to 4 hours a day for visits by a registered nurse or medical social worker. So, the last 2 days could be pretty important because obviously 2 days before somebody dies, the symptoms increase, the pain could worsen, etc. So the researchers looked at data from Medicare on more than 660,000 patients receiving basic hospice care, and little more than 12% of the patients were not seen by anybody. So, what does that mean for you? Well, that's not good. Okay. And it makes you wonder if they did get some sort of a medical treatment or some sort of a visit, maybe something could have been prevented. We'll talk more about this in the next segment. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while we're talking about this Medicare study where 1 in 8 people were not seen by a medical provider prior to dying, and it seemed to appear more on the weekend, one of you a while back had criticized the fact that Medicare was paying doctors for improved outcomes of patients. And you thought that was a little odd, that we had to be reimbursed and I guess financially incentivized to make sure our patients did well. I'm with you on that. I mean, it's a little bit more complicated than that on what they're doing. But I thought that was, when I first heard what the Affordable Health Care Act was doing, I mean, there were a lot of things that I thought was kind of, idiotic with the Affordable Health Care Act. But I was kind of concerned about that, too. A big concern I had, which we've already kind of seen ramifications of, is if a hospital is going to get penalized for a patient outcome, or if a doctor is going to get penalized, or lack of reimbursement, which can be still interpreted as a penalty, either way, no matter how they were going to structure it originally, then you are going to see a bias towards, all right, well, I'll just see the healthy people. And, we started to see issues in emergency rooms where certain patients were not able to be ambulanced and transported to some hospitals because if a Medicare patient has a higher readmission rate or if they have a adverse event while they're at, in your hospital, you get penalized or you have to pay for it. Remember, we covered the story where if somebody fractured a hip in your hospital, Medicare wasn't going to cover it. You had to eat the cost. So if you're a hospital, somebody fractures their hip, and mind you, I mean, we really need to, make sure we're watching our patients. We don't want to, understaff, and we want to make sure that, when you do go to the hospital, you're being taken care of. There should be no reason why you, after surgery, should be dizzy, starting to walk around, and then fall and fracture a hip. Or if somebody's going to be working with you and walking with you, okay, I mean, you have every right to have somebody trained enough to make sure you don't fall. Okay, so, I mean, I get that. But in terms of the readmission rates, in terms of, if your COPD-er comes back, or if your lung cancer patient comes back, or your heart cancer patient comes back, you're not going to want them. And one thing we had seen in some of the hospitals is the patients would never make it into a hospital room. They were kept in the ER. And I would get calls saying, look, my mom has been in the ER now for 3 days. I'm like, 3 days? That doesn't make any sense. There's no room in an emergency room. Why would they, how could that be? Well, if they're never officially admitted and their COPD exacerbation, is treated, in the ER, then if the patient comes back to the ER, it's not a technical readmission. So, this kind of stuff has been going on for a while. And, I agree with you, for those of you who think it's kind of stupid. And so I'm also insulted by the fact that there has to be a payment rate based on patient outcomes, okay? The one thing I've learned as a doctor, and I learned this very early on, is we're not God, okay? I know everybody expects us to be, but we're not, okay? There's the Lord, and He's the one in charge. We're supposed to help facilitate with our knowledge, all right, and get you medications you need, operate when you need, educate you, guide you, but we have no control whether you live or die ultimately. And I think we could all agree that we all meet our maker eventually. So when you have a system based on patient outcomes, okay, I live in Vegas. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a good bet. Okay? The odds are against all of us. I mean, if you get a pneumonia, things happen to you. And I get very nervous when you have somebody that says, oh, I've always been healthy. I've never gotten sick. I'm like, please get yourself checked. Something isn't right. Just get yourself checked. I get very nervous about that. And so, I don't know how that relates to what's happening here with Medicare patients a couple days before they die not being seen and not having treatment or care. And, I don't know if it's a weekend thing or not. I mean, it's interesting. I get most of my work done on the weekend. I look at a lot of the labs and I do a lot of my reports on the weekend. So somebody could argue that I do more of my patient care on the weekend than I do during the week. During the week, I'm seeing patients. And yes, that that accounts for patient care, but am I working on your chart? Am I working on your, you know, sometimes I do, but if I'm busy seeing other patients, I'm going to do it when I, you know, I'm going to, as long as it's not an emergency, I'm going to be addressing what I need to address when I'm not seeing patients. So, you know, it's, I kind of feel like it's an insult. It's kind of stupid that you're going to pay me based on how well my patients do. Okay, I'm a doctor. I did not go to medical school for any other reason than to help patients. And many of you go, well, no, you went to, you know, you went into medicine to be rich. No, there are so many other fields out there, so many other jobs where you can make a heck of a lot of money. Okay? I mean, Wall Street, law, you know, even in the bartending. I mean, there are bartenders. I have bartenders and cocktail waitress patients that make a heck of a lot more money than I do. And I've been very honest about that. I made more money waiting tables, a lot more money waiting tables than I do as a doctor. So don't be accusing us doctors for doing it for money. So I'm going here to help people. All right? I mean, why should I get up at 5 in the morning to, you know, get to the clinic and see people for a 12-hour days, all right, if I didn't really want to help people? So, I'm already there. Why would I put myself at risk of getting hepatitis and HIV and flu and Zika and Ebola if I didn't already commit and take an oath that I was there to help people? So when you kind of broadcast, you know, and the Affordable Health Care Act broadcasts, yeah, you know, you're not going to be incentivized based on your patient outcome, it's really insulting to me. Okay? I can't speak for all doctors, but I'm like, don't give me money if my patient does well. I don't even need a pat on the back. But what I do request is don't give me crap if the patient dies. Patients can die. I mean, cancer does, you know, bad things. Heart attacks do bad things. I'm going to be doing my best possible job to make sure that they don't have something occult, something that has been missed. I'm going to do my hardest. But you're also limiting me because you're not letting me run the tests I want to run. You're kind of discouraging us from getting specialists because it costs money. So, I mean, if you're going to rate us on patient outcome, but you're going to tie our hands when it comes to us ordering an MRI or ordering a PET scan or ordering, you know, a referral. You know, I had a patient I really wanted to send to UCLA. I'm like, you know, I'm not sure what's going on. I think, you know, some of the best who are researching this may want to take a peek at you. Maybe we get you to UCLA. No. Insurance won't cover it. So, you know, what do you want us to do? Okay, cut us some slack. So, my suggestion to you all is, again, you know, in the olden days, you had a doctor and you could work with them as a team and long-term. I understand that many of you guys, your doctors are gone after, you know, after a month, after a year, somebody, you know, transfers somewhere else. And so, you know, you have to, you know, try to find somebody that hopefully will be there for the long haul that could be your teammate. And that's what it is. Your doctor is not your superior. The doctor is not who you pray to. All right, you pray to the Lord. We are a teammate. And it's a team approach. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys, a lot of work to do. Let's get right to it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say risk of suicide increases threefold after concussion, threefold. Adults who suffer concussion are at three times the long-term risk of suicide compared to the general population. And this is according to a new study from Canada. In Canada, nobody wants to commit suicide. It's gorgeous up there. Right? I mean, you know, they get snow and mountains and a lot of French stuff running around the place. I mean, it's an amazing country. Who knew? Unlike some previous research, the new work focused on adults in the Jewish population. I mean, not Jewish, the general population. Yeah, I think there's a lot of Jews up there in Canada, too. I know. Rather than athletes or military personnel with head injuries. For years, there have been examples, they say, of serious head injuries leading to potential cases of suicide in military veterans and professional athletes, according to senior author Donald Rettelmeyer of the University of Toronto in Ontario. Says, I always worked that even mild concussions acquired in normal community settings might also be a risk and might cause lasting damage. Many of you have asked me, what happens to you when you hit your head on a cupboard? You know how many of us have done that? We'll hit our head on a desk or hit our head on a cupboard. The cupboard corner, the corner of the cupboard door, that smarts really bad. Though I hate those. I have done that so many times. And every time I, you know, hear the news on concussions and CTE, I wonder if that cupboard blow cost, how many times have we hit our head in a car accident? Even if our head didn't hit the windshield, our head hits the backrest. All right, so a lot of, and remember, a concussion doesn't necessarily mean you have to lose consciousness. If your brain is smacking the side of the wall of your head, and then, of course, it oscillates back and forth, that's a lot of damage. All right, and you thank God we have fluid in there and our skulls are, pretty durable, and we got dura there as well. And I mean, we're pretty resilient for most mild traumas, but unfortunately we could still, The researchers looked at medical records for adults in Ontario with a diagnosed concussion that was not serious enough to require hospitalization. And they followed them from 1992 to 2012. There were about 230,000 people in the sample size, so that's a good number. Over an average follow-up period of 9 years, 667 people who had experienced concussions went on to commit suicide. That is equivalent to a rate of 31 suicides per 100,000 people per year. We are talking mild concussion. That's more than three times higher the suicide rate in the general population. In Canada, there are an average of 9 suicides per 100,000 people annually. They say weekend concussions appear to carry an even higher risk of suicide than weekday concussions. Weekday concussions could happen at work where there's a treatment protocol, but weekend concussions a lot of times get shrugged off. They said suicide risk after concussion increased regardless of a psychiatric, condition. So they ruled that out. So in the U.S., we're looking at 4 to 5 million concussions a year. I wouldn't be surprised if it's higher, because how many of you guys have reported, okay, your concussion? How many of you guys even realize that you had a concussion? Now, concussions can also cause depression, sleep disturbance, etc. So, maybe that's why it may lead to somebody who was thinking about suicide to move forward with it. But the study thus far is proving that concussions cause suicide. They're finding some sort of a link. They say people who suffer concussions could be predisposed to suicide beforehand, or maybe the concussion causes a lasting injury to the neurons that the brain doesn't really recover, and so then maybe individuals start to think about it. Again, it's not proven yet. And, one other thought is, okay, who might be the biggest, I guess, population of people getting concussions? Okay, besides sports athletes, okay? If we take a look at that, then, people who drink, people who get into fights, people who drive drunk, well, if there's somebody that drinks, predisposition. So it's something to look at, and it's very frightening because, many of us have seen our kids, deal with, you know, blows to the head. I mean, I had a concussion when I was a little kid. I was at Oso Elementary for kindergarten in Woodland Hills, California, and I was sitting on the little on the bar, and I fell over, or the friend I was with pushed me. I don't know what happened, but all I remember is waking up in the nurse's office with a woman looking over me, and nobody did anything. There were no CAT scans at the time. There was, you know, my mom ripped me a new one. She said I was going to get a whooping when I got home because I was not supposed to be sitting on the bar, and I told you guys this, right? And then we went to Ralph's because she had to go grocery shopping to cook dinner, and while she's at Ralph's, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, staying, you know, 10 feet behind her because I know I'm going to get a whooping when I get home, meanwhile holding my head. And then when I got home, she never really gave me the whooping, and I was like, oh, she forgot. You know, maybe my mom had a concussion because she forgot to give me a whooping. My mom never forgot to give me a whooping, and my guess is she calmed down a little bit and said, all right, she got a knock on the head. I think she learned her lesson. But I didn't think that. I thought she forgot. And so, you know, I was like, okay, nobody do anything to Ryan. So I would hide all the paddles in the house so she wouldn't remember. I was so worried about. So obviously, you know, I had my mentation back and I was still able to do what I needed to do. But I mean, that was a big blow. And I always think if that, something like that could later come back and haunt me. Coming back to haunt, Hugh Jackman is skin cancer. And we're being told that this is his fifth skin cancer in 2 years to be removed from his nose. The Australian actor, who is sexier than I can't even imagine, is 47 years old and shared a selfie with a large Band-Aid on his nose. And he says, an example of what happens when you don't wear sunscreen, basal cell. Now, basal cell is the mildest form of cancer, and he says it's serious nonetheless. He says, please use sunscreen and get regular checkups. Oh, Hugh, I could just give that nose a kiss. You're just so handsome. Anyway, it's the fifth time, unfortunately, that the Wolverine star, being reported by Daily Mail, has had a basal cell skin cancer. Of all the skin cancers, basal cell is the mildest. Okay? But it can't. You see, this is what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if this is the fifth time, if, you know, when we remove basal cell, all right, there's a way to do it where obviously you could remove it as a whole. But if it's deep, if it's a nodular, if it goes deeper, and we're talking about a very cosmetic face, okay? I mean, you know, his face and his cute little nose and just everything about him, those soft lips and the scruff that he has. I mean, look, his face, it, you know, makes movies. And so I'm almost wondering if maybe this could be regrowth because they couldn't go as deep as they wanted to. I've heard of strategies where they go, look, okay, we know it's nothing major. What we'll do is we'll treat it, get you where you're not, you know, disfigured, and then if it grows back, we just hit it again, and we hit it again. And so I'm wondering if that could possibly be a reason. But they said 8 months after his fourth procedure, boom. Again, he had to be treated again. I mean, I got to admit, I mean, his nose looks pretty darn good. I mean, you see him with bandages and you see him, you know, it's tough. I'm just looking at his, he's so gorgeous. I can't stop looking at his nose. This type of cancer does rarely metastasize, so you rarely see basal cell carcinoma metastasize. But as with any cancer, there is that potential. Usually this gets picked up pretty quickly. It's a pink, pearly, very cute little nodule, something you look like that you want to just kind of pick off, but you can't. As opposed to squamous, is a very scaly, a very drier type of skin cancer, flaky, that you're picking at that bleeds. Basal cell will bleed also. Melanoma could be dark, could be light, very insidious, creeps up on you sometimes. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.